Johnny, hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Festley, Big Dick Toledo. Here we go with another glorious day in paradise. A little warmer today, too. Maybe even some rain later. That's good stuff. And then mid-90s. Doesn't seem like
already?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we've been through enough winter before we have to start feeling the summer again.
It's like some people are panicking. Here we go.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know it's coming. It's just like, oh, yeah, it's April. It just kind of is all going so fast, and we're dealing with so many other things that you're like, oh, God, summer's here again, isn't it? It's a month away for us. That's fine. That's why we're here. Enjoy this now. The good parts. The really good part. Except for the wrong way drivers. Have another one this morning. I-17 and Joe Max. About 3 in the morning, got a wrong way driver. Clipped another car. Everybody's okay, I guess. But yesterday, I use the Bethany Homan 51 on and off ramp all the time. And it's confusing.
Oh, yeah.
It goes into a neighborhood. It's got a small side road. It's got a side road that has another side road that has one sign that says don't enter that looks like you should go straight through. There's a whole bunch of like visual. That intersection, I guess it's an intersection, constantly has somebody stopped in the middle, just their head on a swivel like, what do I do?
You've got three options to go the wrong way.
And I watched somebody do it yesterday. So they went straight down 18th Street, which is the one that is the off-ramp if you get north of Bethany or south of Bethany. And somebody missed the, like, it turns the two lanes. They missed it, ended up in the wrong lane, and then panicked and went straight, which puts you on the off-ramp of the northbound 51.
Incoming.
And I'm like, I'm watching it. Like, you missed the road. Like, you just missed the road. And down they went. The off, like, the panic was, I'll just keep doing this. This is, and luckily, and God knows how, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, wide open. And I'm sitting there like, because I'm on that. I live right in that area, so constantly watching this, you know, people getting off
unfold.
And trying to DoorDash drivers confused all the time, go into the wrong, you know, the left lane when they should be in the right lane. This right down the, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching a wrong way driver happen, and it's three. Like this is going to end ugly when somebody comes shooting up, and nobody was there. It was just dumb luck. And he turned around, realized
that's a freak because the cars are out
everywhere. I mean, I had just come back. I did tax stuff yesterday. It was probably a little after 3. And I had just come back, and I'm like, traffic's back.
Packed.
COVID's kind of over because I had to sit and wait on the 202 for a while. I'm like, yeah, this is what it was like before. I forgot about this.
Did you notice the haze, too?
Oh, is that down there again? The city sitting on it? Well, yeah, we're going to have all that again. But, man, I don't know how that happened. So just be careful. We've got another wrong-way driver. We're great at that. Good weather. And I'm always convinced that it's something to do with allergy medicine. I'm just absolutely convinced that people think that you're on some sort of, you know, light heroin on the allergy medicine. You're not normal. And people take it, take a sip, take a couple of those pills. I'm a mess on allergy medicine. I wouldn't be
surprised. You're right, but there is a good chance that Joe Max and I-17, that's some cooking country up there.
You think there's some meth going on
maybe
up there? Are you basing an entire neighborhood's reputation on their streets?
No, I'm just
I am.
You,
you're right. It's that's on a avenue. Methy area.
That's the avenue area.
You heard I-17. You heard meth. It's the meth traveler
High
freeway.
North, you got your own desert dwelling.
A lot of meth up there. I'm with you, though. Who knows? Going the wrong way on the 17? Meth. You're probably right, Brady. I wouldn't be so cavalier as to blame all the people who live over there, but you are, and that's brave.
You're not coming home from a belly full of Papa Doe.
Well done, my friend. No, you are not. Is Papa Doe still open?
I think so.
I think it is, too. I've never been to Papa Doe. I just like the name. Because you can't drive by that sign and not go, Papa Doe. You have to.
It's not bad.
Got an accent.
It's good.
I know you've been there. What's the worst restaurant in town? You don't have one. You wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say.
Why not? Why not keep people away?
Because they're still open. So maybe I'm wrong about it.
Why? Maybe not. Your opinion isn't wrong. It's how you feel.
I don't have... The only one that I could say it was the worst, and it was the from
don't
the
say
one
anything
time.
In Tucson.
No, that was it.
Talking
that was
about here,
but here, let's see a horrible experience that I've had.
That you just they're like this restaurant is not good. Brady doesn't have bad reviews. He can't do it. If they're
it's
trying,
gotta be one. This is food for Christ's sake. You gotta have one.
You won't.
I don't.
It.
Not no. Not lately.
Nobody said anything about
Louisville. I am going to a new one tonight.
Oh, we're taking a chance.
I'm heading to, because I golfed last weekend, and two guys, my foursome, were French.
Oh, God.
My friend, you have to try Voila. Voila. That's what it is.
Voila?
Voila.
When, you're going with a couple of Frenchmen to dinner tonight?
I'd get new friends.
No, I'm just taking
Ron. Anything else you want to tell us, Brady?
Nope, they highly recommended this restaurant.
Yeah, I bet they did. Are they going with you?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Just making sure you and the Frenchman weren't going out for some buttered snails.
I'm like, you know what? I'll check it out. He's like, I'll tell you, because the guy's a beard award chef.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really good stuff. I don't go really deep in the French cuisine, but tonight is a special. So I'm like, all right, okay, I'll check it out. Well, I went to get a reservation, packed.
No kidding.
Couldn't get in.
At Voila.
And
where is
my
Voila?
Friend, my new French friend, Luc Ducroix.
Okay.
Made a call for me.
This does not make you more diverse, by the way. It makes you wider. It makes you less diverse to be friends with a
French.
When I go
rolling in there and go, this reminds me of the Champs Eloise.
Right. You and this Euro whitey. Where is Voila?
It's on Via Linda and 91st.
Oh, okay. You travel, man.
Yeah, we're traveling for this.
Traveling for a meal.
But today's special is worth the travel, according
There's
to
There's a special?
What is the special?
Oh, it's a cassoulet.
I don't know.
Which is like a French stew casserole.
Good job. I didn't know you spoke French, Brett.
Well, that's what I said, too. Yeah. And they say it's more of a stew, but it makes sense that it's like casserole saying it.
Your
but.
Grandpa must have picked up some French when you guys were storming France. Passed it along. So you're having a casserole 40 miles
casserole.
From your house. Just on the suggestion of a Frenchman.
Luc.
I hope Luc is messing with you.
And Olivier.
And he's like, this man, he will fulfill anything I say to him. I tell him, go to a French restaurant. He does it. He's 40 miles from his home. I sent him to Rat House.
So maybe
this
tomorrow.
Good French food, Jean-Luc.
Could be the worst restaurant I've ever gone to.
You wouldn't say so. You'd be like, people said for a while, they were like, Brady should get
up. I would say it's okay.
You would, yeah, that's it. That means it's terrible.
That means it sucks.
Yeah, it's the same thing as Lane Bryant. We know what you're selling. Fat lady clothes. But you call them plus size and whatever. You're okay as this sucked.
All right, so what's an okay restaurant to you?
Here
we go.
An okay restaurant.
He's the worst reviewer of all time of anything because he has no bad side. He pictures a sad, like, crying orphan who owns it, and he just won't say anything bad about them. There are plenty of terrible restaurants. I know one. Nearly killed me. Texas Grill.
There's one.
I'll say it right away. The place horrifies me now. I nearly died there. And then the treatment of my almost dead bones by charging us full price and getting me another vodka soda to wash down the death potato.
Could have at least bought you the drink.
Could have at least said, hey, sorry about that death potato. A little bit on our end, right? And we can take 50% of the blame for that. Here's your bill. Who's paying for this? All right. Well, I am. And then I got to go to the emergency room. Is that all right? Yeah, it happens every day. Bye now. Come again. Never. You can't say.
You know what?
Okay.
One that I tried that was,
closed?
I'm like, and it really was just okay.
Porkopolis.
Porkopolis was outstanding. I tried that. We have a new place that opened up. It's a burger place in Gilbert called Farmer Boys.
Mm.
And it's Farmer Boys, and they're known for their hamburgers.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
And the breakfast. I had the hamburger, and
it's a hamburger.
Just it was average at best.
Yeah. It was
nothing special.
Nothing special.
All right. They're still open?
And there's a wait. Oh, it's lined up like
Gilbert. Everything does.
So you hated Farmer Boys?
I did not
hate. Thought it was the worst restaurant you've been in
just,
a long time.
There was nothing spectacular about the
burger. Which means it was the worst place he's been in a long time, and he'll never come back. He spits at you, Farmer Boys.
I will,
your general direction.
I said maybe I'm missing. Maybe it's the breakfast part of Farmer Boys. That's the good part.
So you've got hope for Farmer
Boys. Someone
was
talking about, wait until this opens up. The burgers are unbelievable.
But as of now, you think Farmer Boys sucks. Next time through.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, you didn't like them at all. I think the Farmer Boys.
So
go back to the farm.
So Brady won't give a bad review. So is he your show's Guy Fieri?
He is. He's Guy Fieri.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't put a flip-flop on.
Don't put it on a flip-flop. Not even close. Yeah, I always, like, people said, remember that, what was that, Tarbell's, what's his name?
Mark
Tarbell. He had that show on Channel 8 for a while.
Yeah.
And then the other guy did too, the one that ran the Roaring
Robert
Fork.
Robert McGrath.
And they did that show that would take regular people and they'd all go to three different restaurants and they'd have to eat at the other two people's favorite restaurant. And then they'd all talk about it. I was on PBS. He was like, Brady should go on there. And I'd always email back, no, he shouldn't. He would never be honest about it. Everything would be fine. Everything would be okay. Nobody's going to get any good news. The only time that show is good It's when somebody looks and goes, I don't know why you sent us to this thing. It was a dump. You have to have both sides to be a reviewer. That's why I want you to say the worst restaurant I've ever been to is.
Maybe I like the phrasing is, I just thought of it, Tim. You know what? I went there. I won't be going back.
Right. That means it's awful. And just say, it sucked.
Why can't I? I'll just leave it at that.
Why can't
you
say it my
way? No need to go off on.
Why? Who's going off? You just did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't say it
on just who? Because you're comfortable with how you say they suck.
Well, I wasn't saying, I was just saying that would be my new thing of saying
right.
It's okay rather than right. Saying it's okay.
Which, again, is husky sizes. It just means fat kid in a nice way. It's true. Brady hates Farmer Boys.
Wow. Yeah. I'm upset.
That's big. You were upset?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ooh, that's
food, you know?
It is true. What did you eat after Farmer Boys to wash out that taste? Did you go somewhere else for a better meal?
Some home cooking.
Yeah, did you go home and made a good meal? That's what you do. I don't know how that happened, but I enjoyed talking with you. Papado's.
Good.
Yeah, Papado's, and I haven't been.
Again, it's
I'll tell
been,
you exactly why I haven't been. What, it's in been, Metro Center. I'm like,
it's
I'm not
been 10 years.
Out. Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid to go in.
And it's
next to a Black Angus, so I'm kind of like, ooh.
Which I think is still open. But I have a buddy that this was his favorite place. It's in the same – it's called Fajitas. I don't know if it's still open.
I think that closed during the pandemic because people were complaining about
it. Fajitas
West
is gone?
Fajitas is gone.
I didn't know he loved it,
and I met him there a couple of times.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. There's a few of them. There's no reason to like just go off for no reason. But if a place is really not good, people should know. It's what happened to Porkopolis, and that's why it's not around anymore. People spread the word. So we can say it now because it's closed. See? That's the fun part.
Yes, Fajitas is closed after 34
Fajitas
years.
Fajitas closed.
They shut the doors in May of 2020.
I didn't get any of it because I didn't
that's
hang out at
Metro
Center.
That's a hell of a run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for a restaurant. But Metro Center is I just get nervous about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's on the avenue.
Metro Center crowd.
It's actually, it's across the street.
Yeah, but still right there. So people at Metro Center.
Go over there, get some fajitas, ride the coaster,
right.
Play a couple of
video
games.
Right there. A quality meal does not include ride the coaster before or after. That's fair food.
And those are north of the Metro Center.
They're right there. They're in there. So what I'm saying is the mall crowd used to let loose and say,
in that circle.
Let's eat fair food.
Of trust.
Yeah, it's in the area that they're like, this is our audience. We can't get too good because then we'll scare them away. They had to be somewhere in the middle. You know, it had to be that kind of, we can't push this to a high-end level. It could be great, but I just don't go there because I think the people they were forced to cater to in the area, they're not going to high-end them too hard. So you're going to get some low-quality stuff sometimes.
Go a little further west along that on Dunlap. There's an unbelievable Italian deli.
Hey, you were telling me about that.
Romanelli's.
This guy.
Check it out.
You're unbelievable.
It's better than just okay.
He gets the.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Would you ever travel to 50th Avenue and Dunlap for a sandwich?
I don't really go to the
Avenue.
The man is
a machine. And you tell him, like, 75th Avenue in Indian School.
Oh, there's a hot little spot called John's Wieners. They got a good dip.
Higley hot dog, John.
Anything on 75th Avenue or in the area that you can think of? And there is. The sad thing is you can. You've never lived over there, but you get a suggestion, you will travel for a plate. I admire it. I'll never do it, but I admire it. There's too many things in between your house and that you could stop at and for sure have a good meal.
You're looking for a good German meal in the Avs?
I don't believe that exists, but go on.
Haas Murphy's.
That's
Murphy's.
On Glendale.
Yeah.
I've seen it, and I'm like, never. I just don't.
Go in there and get some schnitzel.
I think German food, I'd rather chew on a shoe. I don't think there's a good German meal. There certainly isn't a German meal worth traveling for. Germany is not a cuisine place. People don't travel to Germany and go, oh, the food.
But the beers, there's good beers.
Beers are solid.
Yeah. So many beers between me and there.
Yeah.
And not a shot at Haas, Brufruf,
and Murphy's.
But you know how many breweries I have in my neighborhood that I would have to pass to go get a beer at that place? I can walk to the Whining Pig. And get, like, any beer I want.
Yeah.
So why am I driving?
Yeah, you're covered on that. But
so
everyone's wrong if you got a hankering for a good schnitzel and spatzel.
I don't ever have that hankering. I don't hanker
with a Jaeger gravy.
My hanker doesn't go there. I don't hanker into the schnitzel and German food to the point of 59 avenues.
Good knockwurst.
It could be great. It's 59 avenues from Central.
Solid matter. Kraut. It's an avenue.
Period. It scares me. I get scared.
First Avenue, I don't go on.
I don't. I drive. I drive when once I pass Central on the west, I just start making an S shape when I drive so the bullets don't hit me. I don't want to be a chalk
the
outline.
The car has automatic pilot.
It's got just, a west side pilot. Now entering west side driving mode. And I slalom.
Tesla mode.
And I slalom. All the, yeah, you hit a button
U-turn.
On your Tesla and automatic. Ignore all lines. Tesla now ignoring all lines. And I just slalom through. There's plenty of people. That,
I got to get out to your guy. Is that 75th Ave?
Well, that's, yeah, Anthony, Eric's Barbecue.
Yeah, Eric's Barbecue
is amazing. You know how I know? He brought it to my house.
Oh, you haven't went to the
no,
avenues
good
for
God,
this?
No, okay. He lives out by, it's out by the racetrack, for crying out loud. And he's, well, Anthony's amazing. And the barbecue, no offense, Brady, it is the best. And I'm not a brisket guy. I think it's good. I don't go crazy for it. I ate that and was back for more. What he was doing was unreal and knocked me out. And then he's like, yeah, you got to come out to the place. I'm like, where is it? He goes, I just saw his mouth start to form 100th Avenue. I'm like, no.
Which racetrack?
The PIR. He's like an Avondale.
Oh, he's out that far.
Avondale or something.
Man. What?
And it's, you know what? It's almost worth it. A, I know the guy. He's a great guy. B, the food's fantastic. And then once I'd get in the car, I'd be like, I'm going to Phoenix City Grill. It's like less than a mile from my house. I'm like, I'm not driving all the way out there for a meal. Because what if he's having an off day? That's all. What if you drive to Frenchie tonight?
Right.
And they're having an off day. And you floated all the way up to Via Linda 92nd Street with
that's
a family.
25 minutes.
The last thing you want to, 25 goddamn minutes to go find out your family's like, that sucked. Because your family will say it. You won't. Then you're listening to them bitch for 30 minutes on the way home.
Voila.
Not worth it.
Voila.
At least the joking and the bitching is only like 3 minutes in my car because I won't go much further than that. I got that little radius that I stay in. It's smart. There's a lot of stuff there. And now I finally understand it in the real estate world when they say all the amenities are within walking distance. I'm like, I get that. Like you got 20 restaurants.
Hotspots.
They have that thing now that you can look and go, it's got 41 restaurants within like a mile. I'm like, oh, yes, go on. Yeah, I don't. Does anyone have a hankering for German food?
I don't mind it.
You don't?
No, yeah. I don't mind it.
Ugh. I just think
it's not my go-to, but I don't mind it.
Like,
yeah,
toast and evil. That's all I think of. Just dares. Like, why is my food in a bag? This is not a bag. That is the innards of a goat.
What?
It's the casing of its stomach. Why? I put it in there. The sausages go inside the casing of the stomach, and then you open it, and it becomes berries. I'm not eating that. You have burgers? Yes. Inside the lining of a cow gut. I don't know. You guys are weird.
You're going to the wrong German restaurant.
Going to the Phoenix City Grill is where I'm going. I'll go to the PCG. Take care of myself. They got a good burger. It doesn't come in a cow gut. It all comes in cow guts. Why is my soda in a sack? That's not a sack. It's the German way.
It's a verse.
If you don't buy a beer, we put your beverage in a cow gut. I don't want this. Drink your Calgut soda. I ordered a Pepsi, and this is a... It's not a Pepsi. It's a Schlieffendock. Drink it from Calgut. No.
Now that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm just, your Schlieffendock is a good drink. Strong. Speaking of drinking, Daniel, I warned you, people. Daniel emails me and says, sat down with my buddy at Zips. The girls basketball...
They call that Zips still.
I know. We're getting close to where Zips has to get shut down. Maybe we should start the crusade because we're such warriors for righteousness. My buddy at Zips, we sat down there and the girls' Louisville versus Stanford game was on. I told him about your drinking game called Girl Down. He said, man, you aren't kidding. This ain't no joke. We drank so much, we realized about the first quarter, all they do is fall. We were laughing the entire time. It is the greatest drinking game ever. Thank you for this. We had two doubles and a triple. We didn't ever reach the four shot, like you said, might happen. But we looked up when the next game started so we can do it again. We were hammered. You did say be careful. Warning to everyone, that is a fact. Yes, Girl Down.
Oh, yeah.
Brett and I played an imaginary version of Girl Down when I think it was BYU was playing Rutgers that day.
Yeah.
And we had 9 shots lined up before we could even get to one. 9 girls had hit the dirt.
That's some flopping.
Not, they had a pile up.
Yeah.
They had one girl fall, and another girl jumped on top of her for no reason, and two of them tripped over her, and then the ball trickled loose, and they were crawling, and they're knocking the other girls down. They had four or five down at once, and that was after some weird thing where some girl fell down and another girl acted like she got charged and she didn't get touched. Two of them were down there. Brett went to the bathroom, and the paper was just lined with girls down. He goes, how many I missed? I'm like, three. We got nine shots to do. It's like 3 minutes into the first quarter. We're not going to make it. Be very careful with girl down. Highly suggest for beginners, the drinking game to play with girls basketball is ball out of bounds for no reason.
I don't know. That's still pretty brutal.
It's a lot, but it's not girl down.
No.
Girl down is brutal. Girl down is for professional alcoholics. That is not. You're not getting through the whole game. Girl down is a rough one. But ball going out of bounds for no reason.
You have to take a bite of schnitzel.
Drink your drink. Why are you not drinking your beer? Yeah, go to Murphy House. And then guzzle a full brew every
the
time
boot,
a girl hits. Don't do the boot. Just get a full. Here, it's your Stein. And drink the entire thing every time a girl's down. Oh, there's another game we played.
You'll still
too.
Be looking for your car.
This one doesn't get you as drunk, but it's beers. You got to chug a beer, which was, why is the game stopped? That was another one we played. Yeah, because there's sometimes the game just stops and everybody looks around and then refs are talking. No one knows what happened, but the game just, like the girls' game just stops for no reason sometimes. And it's not like a review or anything. It's just everybody just stops.
The other one is every beer. Once in a while, that just the nobody around, but the solo flop.
That counts as girl down.
I know.
That's gravity kicking their ass. Like, that counts as girl down. Part of girl down is occasionally a girl just, that one I sent you that where physics didn't even apply. She was going to the right and for some reason just fell down to the left. And I'm like, how did, nobody hit her. Nobody touched her. She fell the other way. Momentum didn't even come into play. Like, it broke all the laws of physics.
It's too much on her mind.
Girl down. But try why is the game stopped if you're just starting.
You're not going to make
why
it.
Why aren't they playing? What happened? And then you'll get three full beers on that.
I don't think anyone
could
get through a game.
Not on girl down.
Yeah.
You can't do all four quarters
impossible.
Of girl down. No. If you're taking shots every time one hits, you can't do it. Cannot be done. So trust me on this one. It's just not a thing. We wouldn't have made it through the half.
I don't even think our former production director from down the hall could have made it through a full game of that.
Yeah, he could have.
I don't know. Well,
yes, he could have.
Hey.
Once it starts flowing.
I think that's the only way he could have made it to the end of the night. It's drinking shots every time somebody.
Got a second game.
Hey, wasn't it? What? She's down again? That's 40. I got this.
I have got this.
It's 6:08. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one. Kick off this day. Are there games tonight? I think Wednesday they take the day off.
I think it's
Final Four
it's
is
down
set.
To Super Saturday.
Yeah, Super Saturday, Final Four. Yeah. I don't know if I like this new format. I like things to end
it's
on
so
Sunday.
So spread out, it seems
weird.
Like.
And then, so you got that. I don't know if the girls are playing or not. No one knows for sure. The girls are looking at the papers. Do we have a game tonight? let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.